We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the program. I am your host, Rob Zakarian. And wow, okay. So the Dems are in full they're in full meltdown mode. That's what's going on right now. The Dems are in full meltdown mode. And when I say Dems, that means the media. Also, a lot to get to. I got, man, what do we got here? Got this. Let's hear that. Those are notes. And when I was in the green room before we went on, I noticed that there's going to be a game 7. Yes, there's going to be a game 7. Unless Cleveland comes back. I don't think they're going to, but when I left, I mean, they did hit a home run when I got ready to get on the air. So who knows? Maybe. But it looks like there's going to be a game 7. The Cubs might be able to pull this off. I haven't been watching it too much. Kind of fell out of the whole baseball thing a while ago. And when I say a while ago, like 5 years ago. Since the Yankees have been crappy, kind of fallen out of the baseball thing. But anyways, could possibly be a game 7. All right, there's my... We did well. They're looking at me over in the left side. Well, we did a sports update yesterday. We talked about how horrible the Vikings were and the fact that they couldn't beat an just beyond horrible Chicago Bears team. So now you've got 2 days in a row where we were Colin Cowherd, like ESPN over there or wherever the hell he's on. All right, where do we begin? Let's go. Let's rock and roll here. What are we going to talk about? Let's hit CNN first. Once again, CNN has been exposed, and the whole conspiracy theories. You know, liberals in the media like to say, Republicans are crazy. They're nuts. They're whack jobs. They're cuckoo birds. They believe in chemtrails and Sandy Hook being a hoax. The usual. You know, the usual. We're all crazy. We're all nuts. But the media has been exposed once again. Now, Donna Brazile, and we talked about Donna Brazile yesterday. Donna Brazile was exposed. Donna Brazile was exposed. An employee of CNN was exposed as helping the Hillary Clinton campaign. And what did I say yesterday, and what did I say a month or two prior? What did I say? If you think XYZ, just insert a name, is the only person that is helping the Democrats, and in this case, Hillary Clinton, then you're nuts. You're delusional. Absolutely delusional. When Dana Bash is dancing while drinking champagne with Wolf Blitzer at the Hillary Clinton nomination party, or whatever the hell you would call the convention and the balloon dropping and that whole spectacle. When video circulated on the web of Dana Bash and Wolf Blitzer partying like they're a bunch of 16-year-old kids at a house party. I said then, listen, CNN is just an arm of the Democrat Party. Just like the New York Times, just like the Washington Post. And when one party controls that much media, you start becoming a communist regime, a fascist society, a dictatorship. So Donna Brazile was outed. Donna Brazile was outed for giving Hillary Clinton questions to the debates. Not once, but twice. And if she was caught twice, that means she was doing it from the beginning. Remember yesterday we talked about her telling the Clinton people that while they did the town hall in Michigan, a woman was going to ask Hillary and Bernie questions about lead poisoning, and she had a rash and her family was full of lead and people were dying, yada, yada, yada. Well, today, in a new WikiLeaks dump, and I love how liberals emphasize stolen, hacked emails. And we've talked about this countless times before. Does anybody give the information a pass when it is obtained through shady ways? And I gave the analogy of this. Your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend is cheating on you. When you go to work, they're out having gangbang parties. And one day, when your wife is in the shower or buying groceries, and her phone happens to be laying on the table, or maybe you just, maybe you just get a little suspicious and you go into her email and you find emails or you find texts where people are congratulating her on how much penis she took the other night. She set a record. Man took 17 guys. You find this information out, and you confront your wife, you confront your girlfriend, you confront your boyfriend. And that individual says, excuse me, how dare you go through my emails? How dare you look at my phone and text? Forget the fact that I'm breaking gangbang records. You're the one that's wrong. You're the one that's the bad guy or the bad girl. You are wrong for what you did. So, my gangbang history, my cheating, forget about that. because you got the information in a shady and underhanded way. Who the hell says, "You're right, honey. You're right. Let's go to dinner now." Doesn't happen like that. It absolutely doesn't happen like that. But for some reason, these hacks, these WikiLeaks drops, are being treated just like that example. So you have so much collusion going on with the media, and there's this resistance to report on it because they were stolen. They were hacked. We're not talking about Jennifer Lawrence showing off her boobs to her friend, and those pictures get hacked and they get posted all over the internet. We're not talking about Hope Solo's disgusting hole being broadcasted throughout the internet. We're talking about political shenanigans. We're talking about criminal activity. If you're talking to somebody in an email and you're discussing the murder of an individual and where you buried the body and how it was done and where the murder weapon in the police or whoever got this information because somebody hacked into your email, and then they went to the authorities and presented them with all of this information, what do you think? You're going to get off? What do you think? You're able to say, excuse me, not so fast. That person had no authorization to go into my email. So that information that they gave you, you can't use. You can't do it. You have to pretend that information doesn't exist. Yeah, sure. Sure. And that's what the liberals keep trying to say. Donna Brazile actually tweeted, surprised at the amount of scathing based on stolen, hacked emails. Well, you're colluding. You're colluding with the Hillary Clinton campaign and giving them questions and helping them answer debate questions. You're talking to them about strategy. I mean, when you're telling the Clinton campaign, Roland's going to ask you this, you should try to answer it like this. And you're an employee for CNN, for a news agency. And not a news agency that's supposed to be left, and not a news agency that's supposed to be right. You're supposed to be the one news agency that prides themselves on not picking sides. And whenever we on the right say, no, CNN is totally, totally in the bag for the Democrats, we get called crazy conspiracy nuts. So these WikiLeaks drops are incredible to me, because the media and the left are playing this, you can't talk about these because they were stolen and they were hacked. It's an alternate universe. It really is. It's an alternate universe that the libs play by. You have the real universe, and then you got their universe. And they live in their universe. And they try to grab stuff from the real universe and bring it into their crazy made-up universe. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't work. Now we have Gloria Borgia. Gloria Borgia. So now we have two CNN employees. Two. And this doesn't count the ones that went to the luncheon with John Podesta. Forget them. We now have two CNN employees that are on the record through emails talking with the Clinton campaign. And not just talking like, hey, what's up? And actually, I would say this is three. This is actually three. Because we didn't even mention Hack Tapper's communication when he was asking advice. But we know Hack Tapper is a hack. We know that. We know that. We know he's already been outed as being part of the global Clinton Foundation initiative, or however you want to word that. And now you got Gloria Borgia. You got Gloria Borgia and John Podesta communicating. And not just any communication, but you have this. You are a TV star. That's what Gloria Borgia said to John Podesta. You are a TV star. I mean, wow. We're talking drop to your knees. I mean, that's a drop to your knees email. You're a TV star. Gah, 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 gah. I mean, Gloria's doing a Lewinsky. You're a TV star. And then she says, I've been in GOP hell. Reach out soon. That's Gloria Borgia. She's not a hired pundit. She's not a Van Jones or a Bakari Sellers. She's a CNN political analyst. She's not supposed to be partisan. She's not supposed to be emailing the boss of the Hillary Clinton campaign and saying, you're a TV star. Gah, 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 gah. She's not. She's absolutely not. And I will repeat what I've said before. Why this isn't a big deal when we get leaks from WikiLeaks about MSNBC or John Harwood and CNBC. And when I mean not a big deal, it is a big deal because John Harwood is doing moderator duties. But for the Republican primary debates. But CNBC and MSNBC, for the most part, go on record and say, we are liberal hacks. I have watched Rachel Maddow say, I am a liberal. I've watched Rachel Maddow's program, and with my own two Republican eyes, watched her say, I am a liberal. So if you find an email from Rachel Maddow's staff or Rachel Maddow herself shilling for the Democrats, it's not a big deal. Because she says, I'm a liberal. Chris Hayes, when we got the info that Chris Hayes' producer is like, oh my God, Hillary Clinton is the greatest in the world. We know Chris Hayes is a liberal douchebag. We know that. MSNBC doesn't hide it. No different than Sean Hannity doesn't hide it on Fox. Now, Megyn Kelly plays the game. Oh, I'm an independent. Yeah, okay, you're a liberal. You are just playing the conservative game so you have a career, because everybody knows. Good-looking slash hot chick who goes, I love guns. I'm against abortion. I hate the Clintons. Is an instant ratings boom. If you're a hot conservative, you could write your own ticket. You can write your own ticket. If you're moderately attractive, you can write your own ticket. So it's not a big deal when people go, Sean Hannity's in the tank for Trump. Well, Sean Hannity every day goes, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I hate Democrats. I despise them. Lawrence O'Donnell is a douchebag. He is what Chris Hayes will be when Chris Hayes gets older. Can't get more liberal douchebaggy than Lawrence O'Donnell. Scriptwriter, Hollywood elite. It's a douche. But CNN, they're not supposed to be this way. They pride themselves on being legitimately in the middle. And when you call them out and say, you're a shill, they call you an Alex Jones kook pot conspiracy theorist. So when Donna Brazile gets exposed, Hack Tapper gets exposed, and now Gloria Borger, you're a TV star. It proves what we've all have said. CNN is nothing more than an extension of the Democrat Party. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. When Gloria Borger is doing reach-arounds to John Podesta, now, why is she not going to be disciplined? How do you know Gloria Borger? How do you know she's not giving people at the Clinton camp answers and questions? You don't. Everybody at CNN is corrupt. Huffington Post had a report. The ultimate, the queens of liberal douchebag internet presence did a story about Jeff Zucker, the boss over at CNN, flipping his crap on everybody in a closed-door meeting. Talking about the Donna Brazile incident makes them all look bad. But let's face it, she just got caught because Podesta's emails got hacked. Because if Brazil's doing it, and now Borger's doing it, they're all doing it. It's an extension of the Democrat Party and the Clinton machine. That's it. Plain and simple. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. They had a plan after the 2000 election. Every liberal douchebag establishment had a plan. And they, together, I'm not saying they all got into a room, but hey, again, when you say these things and people say you're a conspiracy crackpot, you find out that they all do get in a room. When we say they all got in a room and they talked about A, B, and C, people go, oh, dude, you conservatives are wackos. But then you find out that ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, they all did get in a room. Three people there, four people here, five people there. They all got in a room with John Podesta and had lunch. So, yeah, all of these media outlets back in 2000 said, we will never again lose an election. We will never again lose an election. They all sat there and went, how the hell are we all going to just sit back and let George Bush be the president, even though Al Gore won the popular vote? And they all went, well, what do? We don't really have a say. And they all stood up and went, never again, we will have a say. And from that point, liberals have been gobbling up the media left and right. Rather it's Yahoo, rather it's Google, rather it's Facebook, rather it's Twitter, rather it's CNN, rather it's MSNBC. You name it. Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, Carlos Slim, the New York Times. The other guy, what's his name? The Univision guy. I can't remember his name. The guy who owns Univision. I mean, they're all liberals. They're all liberals. That wasn't the case in 2000. Washington Post wasn't owned by Amazon. There was no Amazon. There was no Jeff Bezos. And CNN strategically positioned themselves to be a neutral network until the time was right, and then bang! They used to be the network of Bernie Shaw. I'm Bernard Shaw. Here's the news. This is on fire. This is blowing up. The economy is slow today. Now the weather. That used to be CNN. It'd be the repeat. You would get news, and then it would repeat with different people. Or the same person, because they had it was like ESPN. It was like a whole hour, and then they would go to their commercial, and then it would be a repeat. And maybe something new would happen, and it would change. But once they got their position to being the non-biased network, the network that would give you real news, that's when they put their elaborate plan into motion, which was the Anderson Coopers and the Don Lemons and the Chris Cuomos. and slowly start to cultivate this once neutral news organization into a propaganda piece, a propaganda arm for the Democrat Party. And that's what they've done. And now you have Gloria Borger being outed. You're a TV star, John. I mean, today, do you know how many Donald Trump negative ads I saw? See, remember, you got 8 days, or actually now, what, 7 days until the election. Yeah, 7 days to the election, the Democrats have pulled out every single girl they could possibly find that will go on record and say, yeah, Donald Trump grabbed my pussy. Oh, okay. What about you? Hey, are you a porn? I'm a porn star. Did he grab your pussy? Yeah. Yep, he grabbed my pussy too. And he actually offered to buy my pussy. Okay. Whatever. We'll use you. I mean, they did everything they could. Where it's like, you heard the term throw the kitchen sink. It's like they're out of kitchen sinks. To the point where they've been recycling. It's like a bad soap opera that then recycles. Last week they brought the con father out. So they paraded him around. Today in Florida, they brought out Alicia Machado. The fat one. Remember the fat criminal? Brought her back out. Donald Trump, he said mean things about me. I thought I was watching Anna Navarro up there. And then Donald Trump was very mean to me. So the Clinton team, see, here's how CNN gets all... Here's how they maneuver. So they're basically out of stuff. Now, I said by tomorrow, they're going to pull out a Trump had sex with a black nun. He raped a black nun in the confessional and called her a dirty N. Now, tomorrow's my day. I said they'll be doing it on Wednesday. So there's still time. There's still time to prove me wrong. Now, if it doesn't come out tomorrow or Thursday, they're out of stuff. Like I said, they counted wrong. They kind of did what they did with the whole email thing. The whole, oh, we'll put the stuff, you know, Huma. It's like, oh, I'll put it on my husband's computer. They'll never be able to go on my husband's computer. They would have to get warrants. And why would they need... why would you need a warrant to go on my... My husband is clean as a whistle. Yeah, okay. See, the only thing anybody wants to talk about is what's on the emails. Why did they get a search warrant? Listen, you realize that the FBI got a search warrant. You can't just get a search warrant for no reason. The cops gotta have some real probable cause. If the cops want to go into your house and search it, an investigation has to be conducted. They gotta have some type of evidence, not just hearsay. They then have to present that to a judge. And then the judge has to give a ruling based on the paperwork. And in that paperwork, it's got to outline what they think they will find. So they had to go to a judge and say, "Judge, we had FBI agents looking through this individual's laptop for child pornography because he was caught doing A, B, C, and D." While this was going on, our investigators found XYZ. This is what it said in X, this is what it said in Y, this is what it said in Z. We feel there could be more of these things because there was about 500,000 of them. So they had to prove to a judge that confiscating the laptop and going through all of these personal items, they had to prove that they felt there was something there. So this is the stuff. Listen, if this was Trump, I mean, how long did everybody dissect the Access Hollywood tapes? Would we spend 3 weeks on Access Hollywood? And the grandmother who came forward and said, "I heard that I grabbed my booty." Would we spend 3 weeks? Seriously, would we spend 3 weeks on this? So, that's what people want to talk about. And if the media and Hillary don't have that, if they don't have fresh stuff, they got to rehash. So, what CNN did today was played the Hillary Clinton ad. There's a commercial that's running that cuts up things that Trump has said from the, I don't know if it was a Chris Matthews interview or a Howard Stern, where they asked him about, you know, has he treated women with respect? And he's, you know, he kind of laughed and said, "Well, not all the time." So they basically chopped up his words, and then they made a commercial. They used the Billy Bush Hollywood Access tape, which they would have had to have gotten permission from NBC. So Hillary Clinton did this ad, and she's playing it in, I don't know, 9 or 10 battleground states. So what Gloria Borger's network did today was play that commercial in everybody's show, because the theme today is rehash Donald Trump and sexism. So that's how CNN, and of course, MSNBC. But put MSNBC aside, because you only go to MSNBC if you are a douchebag liberal. People that are in the middle go to CNN. So what CNN did today was pretend the email scandal, the FBI reopening the investigation, didn't exist, and instead talked about Trump being a sexist, and then every single program, they played the Hillary commercial. They played the Hillary commercial. So Hillary spent, I don't know, $5, $6, $7 million running this ad in all these battleground states, and then CNN played the commercial on everybody's program. I watched, listen, today I had to do a lot of office stuff, so I was zipping back and forth to, Fox and CNN and MSNBC, just boom, 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 boom. Everybody's show. Hack Tapper played the commercial. Baldwin played the commercial. Blitzer played the commercial. Cooper played the commercial. Lemon played the commercial. That commercial aired today on five or six different programs. It aired, and then they went back to whoever that host was to discuss Trump being a sexist scumbag. And then they brought up Alicia Machado, Access Hollywood. They just rehashed all this old stuff. The panel convened, and they talked about how Trump is a disgusting, vile human being. It's like stuff that's already been beaten to death is getting rehashed. And that is being used to fill the time because they don't want to talk about Hillary Clinton and the FBI investigation. Or any of the investigations. There's an investigation going on into the Clinton Foundation. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about that. There's so much. Listen, again, if the roles are reversed and you're talking about Republicans, okay, if the roles are reversed and you're talking about Republicans, if Hillary was a Republican, man, they, first off, nobody would have the position, not one person would have the position that these emails are hacked and they're stolen. We can't talk about them. We can't, please. If Hillary was a Republican, none of them would have a problem dissecting every single email. You know how much content? You know how much content? You know how much content is in these hacked emails that can be used to fill Anderson Cooper's crappy 2-hour show? Or Hack Tapper's show. There's so much content. I mean, there's just so much. And it all gets ignored. It all gets ignored. And if Hillary wins, it's going to be a trip to watch them all keep trying to ignore this stuff. Because I've said it before, I'll say it again. All these leaks aren't going to stop. Every single one of these leaks are not going to stop. And if Hillary wins the presidency, well, there's no Donald Trump. There's no Republican. There's no Alicia Malato. There's no Billy Bush. There's none of that. So now Anderson Cooper's got 2 hours. He's got 2 hours to fill. And the excuse and the subterfuge of the race is gone. Now they're going to have to talk about these emails. They're going to have to talk about the things that are in these emails. They're going to have to talk about all the corruption that is exposed. Going to have to talk about it. So, CNN, Gloria Borger, got exposed once again. And watching them play the Hillary Clinton ad over and over and over and over. And a couple of the panels, Gloria Borger was there. Again, watching Gloria Borger give her analysis on things is comical. It's comical. You're sitting there looking at her going, how can I believe you? When you say, well, I did this and these are the things. How? You're a hack. You're a hack. You're a shill. That's what you are. Remember, the media is not supposed to work as being an extension of a political party. They're not supposed to. At least they're not supposed to when they claim that they're neutral. CNN is supposed to be neutral. New York Times is supposed to be neutral. That's why you're not hearing a lot today, or at least tonight, about Trump and the Russians and the FBI investigation. We'll get to that. We got to take a break. But Donna Brazile, Gloria Borger, CNN, hacks, Democrat shills, exposed once again. And there'll be more of this coming out in the next few days.